This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 2nd, 2023. ARRL has been elected to serve on SAFECOM. SAFECOM is a group of national thought leaders and officials within the emergency communications and response space that works to set the standards at every level. The program is managed by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. That's an agency of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. SAFECOM sets the standards of interoperability procedures, and as part of the group, ARRL solidifies the amateur radio service as a robust resource before and during times of crisis. A letter from SAFECOM Chair Gerald R. Reardon stated, on behalf of the SAFECOM Executive Board, it is with great pleasure that I inform you of our offer to join SAFECOM as a member of the association. ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnston, KE5MHV, said gaining a seat on the table is a major step in strengthening the role and capability of amateur radio with emergency communication agencies. This will give us the sounding board and resources we need to set standards and create training for our Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, volunteers that will better suit authorities having jurisdiction and partner organizations. Johnston's will serve as the representative for ARRL on SAFECOM and will be meeting with leadership over the coming days to begin the process of better understanding the roles and responsibilities that come with being a member association. For more information about ARES and other ARRL emergency programs and training, check out our website at arrl.org/public service. For more information about SAFECOM, visit www.cisa.government/SAFECOM. Gear up now for ARRL Field Day. The 2023 ARRL Field Day is just 3 weeks away, June 24th through the 25th, and it's the most popular on-air event held annually in the U.S. and Canada. More than 40,000 hams throughout North America set up temporary transmitting stations in public places to demonstrate ham radio's science, skill, and service to our communities and our nation. It combines public service, emergency preparedness, community outreach, and technical skills all in one single event. There's still time to get ready for Field Day, and all you'll need to participate can be found at ARRL's Field Day webpage. You can also join the ARRL Field Day Facebook group, which is a great place to share your plans, tips, and tricks for a successful Field Day. Field Day is open to all amateurs in the areas covered by the ARRL and RAC field organizations and countries within IARU Region 2. DX station residing in other regions may be contacted for credit and may submit entries as check logs. The main focus of Field Day is to contact as many stations as possible on 160, 80, 40, 20, and 15 and 10 meter HF bands, all bands on 50 megahertz and above, and learn to operate in abnormal situations in less than optimal conditions. Remember to check out ARRL.org Field Day for the official rules, and to find a participating amateur radio club in your area, use the Field Day locator. Also gear up for the big Field Day weekend with official merchandise from ARRL. If you like ships, 100 ships will be on the air from June 3rd through the 4th for the annual Museum Ships Weekend event. Organizers stress that this is not a contest, but a fun event that begins at 0000 Zulu on June 3rd, 2023, and runs through 2359 Zulu on June 4th, 2023. And while operation on any amateur frequency is allowed, most ships will be operating in the general portion of the bands. All stations that contact at least 15 different participating ships can receive a certificate if they send a copy of their log entries to each individual ship that they contact. New this year, DX stations contacting at least 10 different ships will be eligible to request a certificate. This does not include, though, the U.S. states or Canada. For more information and frequencies used, contact the Battleship New Jersey Amateur Radio Station website or just key in NJ2BB. The St. Cloud Amateur Radio Club, WZOSV, will be supporting the Central Minnesota Council of the Boy Scouts of America by participating in the 2023 area-wide Ripley Rendezvous. That's from June 1st through June 4th, 2023, at Camp Ripley. This is the fifth year that WZOSV has been active in that event. The Ripley Rendezvous is one of the largest scouting events in the Upper Midwest and includes scouts from councils across the U.S. and Canada. Camp Ripley is a 53,000-acre military and civilian training facility operated by the Minnesota National Guard near the city of Little Falls. Camp Ripley makes its extensive facilities available for this unique scouting event. All amateur radio operators are invited to help with the event. WZOSV will be operating from Camp Ripley and using the unique one-by-one call sign, W0N. New this year will be HF operations. Rick Collins, KU5MC, Assistant MCOM Manager for WZOSV, said 4,000 to 6,000 scouts are expected at the event, and there will be 11 to 12 operators on site. There will also be 8 to 9 operators making contacts from their home location. Last year, we had almost 800 scouts participate, said Collins. This year, we again expect a great turnout and will have a special tent for the HF contacts, including 3 museum ships in New York. More information about the event and the HF frequencies involved, visit WZOSV website. The airwaves are markedly dimmer this week. Social media is filled with heartfelt tributes, and industry leaders are mourning the longtime fixture of amateur radio, Charles Chip Margelli, K7JA, who passed away after a brief illness. Margelli was an ARRL Life member. Margelli was well known in the amateur radio industry. His friendly approach and love of customer service marked his professional career. He served for 29 years at Yaesu until becoming director of sales and marketing for Heil Sound Communications in 2006. There's been an outpour of messages and remembrances of Margelli circulating on social media. ARRL has received many thoughtful comments about Margelli's that cannot fit in one story. We've assembled some of the photos and writings on the ARRL Facebook page and YouTube channel, where users are encouraged to share their memories to honor the impact of Margelli had on them. You can also read the complete story at ARRL.org. The ARRL Hudson Division has a new vice director. Ed Wilson, N2XDD of Shirley, New York, has been appointed vice director of the ARRL Hudson Division by ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR. Wilson succeeds Nomar Vicarando, NP4H, who was appointed director of the ARRL Hudson Division in March. Wilson will serve in that position for the remainder of the three-year term that ends December 31st, 2024. Wilson has served as an emergency coordinator and public information officer and is an accredited volunteer examiner. The ARRL Hudson Division is comprised of the ARRL sections of the Eastern New York, New York City, Long Island, and Northern New Jersey. Bruce Page, KK5DO, has checked in with his weekly AMSAT report, and Bruce says that one of the things that always brings a smile to your face is when you hear two hams have stretched the footprint of a satellite and set a new distance record. This was recently done on May 24th on SO50 when Joe, KE9AJ, in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and George, WI0ILE, in Northern Ireland, worked each other for a distance of 5,584 kilometers. The previous record was 5,523 kilometers set back in 2018. 61 kilometers may not seem like much when you drive a car, but it makes a difference for these two. Maybe you will be the next to set a distance record for your favorite satellite. And you may not know how the Keplerian elements get to you. And yes, I know over the internet, that's obvious. But really, every Thursday since 1993, Ray WA5QGD has downloaded the raw data from SpaceTrack. He then runs it through a program that creates the Keps in the format that we're used to seeing. Ray is retiring from this position, and AMSTAT Joe, KM1P, developed a software-based system that will automatically do this every week and send them out. Thanks, Ray, for a yeoman's job for so many years, and thank you, Bruce, for this week's report. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues, and you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including June 7th through the 13th, Louisiana W1AW/5, and Alabama W1AW/4, June 14th through the 20th, Arkansas, W1AW/5, and June 14th through the 20th as well, West Virginia, W1AW/8. So upcoming contest, June 2nd through the 4th, the Podexis 070 Club 3-Day Weekend Contest, that's digital. On June 2nd, the HA3NS Sprint Memorial Contest, CW there. June 3rd through the 4th, the 10th International Open Season PSK Contest, all digital. June 3rd, the TESA Cup CW Contest, that's CW. And on June 3rd through the 4th, the ARRL International Digital Contest, that's digital, but no RTTY. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions include June 2nd through the 4th, CPAC, hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention, that's out in Seaside, Oregon. June 4th, Breeze Shooters Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Western Pennsylvania Section Convention, that's in Prospect, Pennsylvania. And June 17th, the Knoxville Ham Fest and Electronics Convention, hosting the ARRL Tennessee State Convention, that's in Knoxville, Tennessee. And on July 29th, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention and Hamfest, that's in Sutton, West Virginia. And a reminder that news and information is available anytime at ARRL.org. And finally this week, thanks to the Western Oregon Radio Club in Portland, Oregon, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.